Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, I have a vision. We're going to have a podcast recording. I'm hoping it's not going to crash and burn. If it does, maybe that's okay too, because honestly, I'd rather crash and burn than have to like try to fight for my life to podcast. It's not worth it. It's not. It's really not. That's like my main takeaway, is that none of it's worth it.
Yeah, right. If I'm Alex, I'm just like, I'm offing myself at some point, I think. Like, I've had it, right? Like, the moment I have to duct tape my entire cabin and like eat cat food, that's it. Kill me now.
Who has the will to live this hard?
Nobody.
Not me.
No, maybe our guest. We couldn't do this alone. Obviously, it's Final Destination. I don't know that necessarily this fits like what we envision our brand to be on most days. We're not necessarily a scary movie podcast. However, we made an exception.
We are now.
And we made an exception. And also, I know this is made in 2000, but just get off our backs, because Kerr Smith is in it and it's fine. Anyway, I had to say that up front. No one has ever gotten on our backs, but just prefacing.
Nobody cares.
That's good. Nobody cares. But we're not here alone. We couldn't do this alone. We had to have Mr. Movie himself, the man, the myth, the legend, the movie critic of the year, Ariel. Ariel, how are you?
That's hilarious. I am great. I have my can of cat food ready to go. I hope it's not expired, and I hope I don't make the face that Alex made when he's eating it. No, I'm so excited to be here. What a wonderful introduction. I can't believe that this was a movie that I saw when it came out, because I don't know that I was old enough to see it, but I'm excited to get into it.
Oh my goodness, you watched this in theaters?
I think so.
Oh no. I watched 17 of them in theaters.
Yeah, like I saw Grace and I recently covered Scream for Pusher Recaps, and I was like, I definitely saw Scream 2 in theaters way too young. Like that came out before this movie.
Oh, no.
But yeah, this one.
Which
this
do you
one's
think
a trip.
Is scarier, the Scream franchise or the Final Destination franchise?
Definitely the Scream franchise. Not like pound for pound. Like there are movies that are less scary than others in the Scream franchise.
Yeah.
But I think the scariest moments of Scream are scarier than Final Destination would be my take.
That's fair. I feel like this movie takes itself very seriously, but like almost nobody else does.
You know, it's so funny that you say that because I kind of disagree. I feel like Final Destination as a brand doesn't take themselves very seriously. And maybe I'm thinking to Final Destination 3 where things just totally go out the window. And they're like, well, fuck it. Like, we're just going to burn people in like tanning booths and
oh my gosh, that was one of the deaths. That, the only death I remembered is the log one, which I think I looked it up. I think it's Final Destination 2.
I think the second one, Jess, I have to tell you, the first thing I thought of when we talked about this movie is, oh god, I hope the first one is the one with the logs. Cause I know you
because that is so like a deep seated fear of mine now.
The logs on the truck like go through and crash.
Do you not follow log trucks? Because I don't.
That causes the pileup, and that's why everybody dies, doesn't it?
As someone who can't drive, I've never followed a log truck, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, Final Destination 3, they all like die on a roller coaster.
I was gonna ask. Okay, I was like, is the third one the one on the roller coaster at the beginning? That's like their airplane in that movie is the roller coaster.
Yes.
Which you know sometimes it feels the same. So I get it.
This makes sense. I think, like, the good news about this, the good or bad, I don't know. I don't know if it makes me feel less secure or more secure about going on planes. I guess I still feel the same, right? Like, you know what? If that's what happens to me, at least it's quick.
It didn't seem very quick. It really didn't.
I mean, they're terrified for, like, a minute. I would hope that I would just be, oh, my God, I just realized there was a baby on the plane. Anyway.
Well, that baby was crying, like,
it really
was. Even before takeoff, so.
That baby would have been
if we're talking about, like, who death deems, like, worthy of surviving, maybe the baby's not on the list.
They should have grabbed that baby on the way out. Like, we gotta get off the plane. Somebody take the baby.
And then, yeah, and then try to save the baby the rest of the movie. Please, God, no.
Oh, my God, that would have been so. Right, and that's funny you say that, because I did think in that scene where he's, like, duct taping and putting corks on everything, I was like, this is worse than baby proofing. Like, this is like baby proofing on crack.
This movie, man, I had like such a fun time watching this movie because I had like so many questions throughout the entire thing. Like, I guess I didn't realize in my memory of the movie it was more like, yes, they're cheating death, but death wasn't actually like a presence in the movie. Not the case. Death is the blue goo that seeps out of toilets. Death is the shadows that lurk behind you. Like, I feel like we could have done without, like, death's presence throughout this entire film, but, like, I'm not mad at it.
I feel like they almost went there, but then they fully didn't go there. They, like, backtracked in a way. They're like, yeah, like, we'll have, like, Death try to cover his tracks and recede the water, and then, like, for the rest of the time, it looked like more like accident, or Alex did it.
Yeah, when I saw that water going back into toilet, I'm like, oh my god, Death is a bitch. Like, that is so cruel.
Seriously, yeah. And on top of that, Alex is one of the dumbest fucking characters I've ever met in my entire life. Like, we need to, I guess before we start rambling about all of the nonsense that is involved in this film, we have to talk about the cast, because for as ridiculous a movie that this is, the cast is like ridiculously stacked. Like, obviously, king of our hearts in the 90s, Devon Sawa, Mr. Casper himself, plays the main character, the dumbest of dumbs, Alex Browning. This guy, like, he doesn't have an innocent face ever.
I was just looking at his face on the poster. He looks like he's doing the worst, like, mouth breathing that you have ever seen. It's just like, he does not care about the FBI. Like, I understand that this was pre-9/11, but buddy, like, the FBI is after you. You need to pretend like you care. Pretend like you're scared that they think you did it, because it's not looking good for you.
No, the entire time he just kept repeatedly doing things that I was like, Devon Sawa, just stop it. I didn't know his name was Alex for like 95% of the movie. So I just kept thinking of him as Devon Sawa. Sarah, when he is like in his teacher's house and he's like, oh, let me just trample through all the blood and then put my hands on the knife that is stuck inside of her. It's like,
All bad moves. All bad moves. You, if the FBI thinks I killed somebody, I don't care if, like, what about them? Like, I'm staying away from everybody else yeah. that's involved in this situation. But he had to have his hand in the honeypot at all times.
Yeah.
And then he had to, like, Nancy Drew this shit and, like, create, like, a map on the wall of conspiracy theories, like, tracing yeah. things and being like, oh, I need to know who's next. It's like, you just have to let go.
Yeah.
You have to let
go. Never even...
There is no cheating death. That's what we've ultimately learned in all of
this. He never even got a lawyer. Like, it was just, like, not even a thing. No. He's just like, it's fine. Like, it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me, so, like, F everybody else.
Also, where were his parents?
Well, like, we see his dad. Ever. We see his dad, and he, like, barely cares,
his
too.
Dad.
And I think, like... And if you want to blame somebody, his mom is the impetus of all of this, because he's like, I need to keep this luggage tag on my suitcase for good luck. And she's like, that's stupid, and I'm going to rip it off. So if you – I'm fully all in on superstitions. Don't rip that shit off until the end of time. It's all her fault, really.
The dad, I'm so glad you brought up the dad, because he's such a piece of shit from the get. Like, in the very beginning, he's basically like, go be like a douchey piece of shit in Paris because I can't. Like, he's giving off very like, go be what I can't because I wish I could cheat, like, on your mom energy. Like, that's what I'm
every
getting.
Every white male in this movie is exactly the same. And they're all fucking dumb. Like, every last one. Like, the thing is we love Kerr Smith in Dawson's Creek. He plays Jack. He's, like, a very nice, kind character. And here, he was... here's the thing. Every single character in this movie is so extremely one note and stereotypical. Kerr Smith, the entire time, Will, my husband, was just like... What is he so mad about? Like, why is he so angry? And I'm like, I have no idea. You think he'd have, like, you know, some nice things to say about Alex, who, you know, saved his fucking life. But no, instead he's just angry at the guy for saving his life. It's ridiculous.
I didn't realize that this movie was essentially a witch hunt. Like, everybody thinks that he's, like, a witch voodoo doctor because he, like, told the time, like, it's, or like, told the future. I didn't realize, like, everybody hated on him the entire
they
time.
They literally, at one point in the movie, did they say, like, he's not a witch? It was like, well, who said he was? I don't know, like, where did that come from? That word was not used at all before.
I think it's like spreading around their lame town that he's a witch.
Yeah.
But to your point, Sarah,
nobody's appreciated.
To your point, nobody wanted to talk to him. Like, the way the teacher treats him at the funeral, I was
the teacher was
dying.
So
she was like, you're scared of him. And then I couldn't help but think, like, damn, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I'd be like acting that much different from the teacher. Like, now that I'm this age, I'm like, get the F away from me. Like, I don't want to touch you. You're the one that's going to make me die.
Yeah, no, you're cursed. Yeah. The best part is, okay, so let's move on to the second main character here. Someone who throughout, Ali Larder is who plays this character. She is in, like, everything, I think.
Especially back then, yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is the entire movie, I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, okay, Claire, blah, 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 blah. Then I looked at the IMDb and I messaged you, Sarah, and I was like, is this bitch's name Clear? Like, is her name Clear?
Wait a minute.
I've been really thinking hard about this, and I'm thinking, like, maybe her name is Claire,
no,
but maybe it's
Clear.
Spelled Clear.
It's fucking
it's
Clear.
Spelled Clear, but maybe it's Clear. Like, maybe that, like, maybe they're just trying to be unique with
Claire.
Spelling.
Like, I'm trying to say it with an accent now. Claire.
No, it's fucking, like, Clear.
Like, Claire's mom
weird.
From Lost would say her name Claire.
Yeah,
but, like,
Claire.
I saw him written. That's so I saw Clear written on, like, his stupid, like, fucking,
yeah.
Like, blueprint sheet
Map
that he makes towards
the
end of the movie.
Nah.
And I was like, why is it spelled like that? I didn't even see. I was like, clearly,
in-
it's a typo.
Clearly, yeah. When they were in Paris at the end, he clearly says Clear. And her last name is fucking Rivers. Clear Rivers? Girl needs to be more of a flower child if that's her fucking name.
Was
like, this girl.
Wearing a wig the whole time? Like, is her oh, is her brunette hair? I was like, this looks awful. Like, that was the one thing I kept thinking. It was
it's
her.
So
her
bad.
Wig is so bad. Like, she's probably so hot. She's probably so hot.
Well, that's what they had to do. They're like, obviously, this girl can't be popular, even though Ali Larter, like, usually plays, like, the very, like, sexy, soft-spoken character. Right. And so they're like, well, we have to give her a shitty brown wig and have her be attracted to a psycho. Yeah. She is, like, goth girl extraordinaire. She's like, oh, my God, this guy's a witch. How sexy. Like, that is all I can say. Why do you love him? Girl, set higher expectations for yourself.
Clear.
Did you hear about like the alternative ending to this movie?
Oh, Will did tell me. Go ahead, please, Sarah. Spill. Go ahead and explain the alternative ending.
It involves Clear. So in the alternative version, Alex does die when they're like fighting with the wire and Clear is in the car. But what happens was like, and that like, okay. So he dies, and then, like, it flashes forward at the end, and she's given birth to a child that was Alex's child. So apparently, in that version,
they had time. That version. They had time to, like, consummate, even though when they were worried about death. He's like, well, my penis is not going to kill you, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, the thing is that in this version, like, life, like, new, like, innocent life conquers death. And Kerr Smith survives as well because
I don't like that ending as much because I was happy when Kerr Smith's character.
Yeah, his name is Carter, by the way. Like, arguably,
of course it is.
Yes, when they said his name Carter, I'm like, yes, his name is Carter for sure.
He's such an asshole. He's so one note. He's angry for absolutely no reason. God knows why he's so angry the entire movie. And suddenly, you know, Alex saves him in the situation where he parks a fucking car on train tracks, and then he's like, yeah, I decided I'm not going to be an asshole anymore. But death had other plans for him. One of my favorite deaths was when he just got smashed with the sign. That was great.
Yeah.
See you later.
A great note to end on the movie.
I would understand, like, so his girlfriend Terry dies, which is also his fault because, like, if he didn't, like, rage and turn around and then she wouldn't have gotten hit by the bus. But, like, I would understand that he's, like, mad, like, after Terry dies. But why is he so upset that... Maybe it's because he just, like, really wanted to go to Paris. He really wanted to go to Paris with his girlfriend. He really wanted to go to the Moulin Rouge and, like, have, like, baguettes. Like, maybe he's just so upset that he didn't get to go to Paris.
It makes sense. I mean...
Why is he third wheeling it in Paris, though, at the end?
Because now they're, like,
because
bonded.
They, like, formed a unity.
Yeah. Like, it seems like even him at the end, he's like, wow. You'd have told me 6 months ago I'd be sitting here across from you, this guy that I fucking hate. I would have been like, no, but here we are. Like, it's very, like, clearly it took him that long to, like, now be like, all right, fine, you saved my life. Cool, let's hang out.
6 months is literally no time.
No.
You could not get me on an airplane in 6 months after I witnessed all of, like, 39 of my classmates die in an airplane.
The trauma did not last long enough. Yeah.
6 months. If you're like, oh, 6 years later.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and Ali Larter is going to have her hair perfectly blonde from mousy brown in that short of time. No, it takes some time to dye your hair like that.
Fast.
Yes,
and now he is also blonde, right? At the end, hasn't he also dyed his hair? Like, clearly it's contagious. Like, just the way the death has a design, this blonde has a design.
It's
also.
Summer.
Yeah, it's not great. They're not traumatized enough, I don't think, for my liking.
No.
I would never go to Paris after that.
I would have chartered the boat. Like, you would have read about my death on, like, the Titanic 2, because I would not have been, I would not have been on that plane.
Not only that, but I'm definitely taking the teacher's approach where I'm getting out of Dodge. I am leaving town. I'm not talking to any of these fucking people ever again. And yet we're supposed to believe they're going to be like BFFs after the fact. Like, no, you're cursed. Get the fuck away from me. Not
gonna happen. Teacher's approach just a little extreme? Like, you just survived this like traumatic thing and you're automatically just going to move out of town? They lost six teachers. They need teachers in that school.
It was sad. But she was like, I grew up here my whole life, but I gotta go. I was like, yes.
There's a staffing issue.
There's a staffing issue? She didn't give a fuck about staffing.
Right. Clearly, she barely mourned the loss of the jerk French teacher who, like, terrorizes them a little bit in the beginning with the French language.
Yeah, that dude is like, bonjour, only speak in French, oui.
Yeah, I was confused as to what airport where they were at when he kept doing that.
JFK.
Yeah, they were. they mentioned JFK, but it's
When they first get there, everyone's talking in French, and I'm like, where the fuck are we? Like, what is happening?
No, okay, so this is the French trip. Now, do you guys remember in high school, like, the elite students, like, the gifted and talented kids that, like, they got to go on these, like, European trips?
Oh, see, the rich kids for us, not the smart ones.
I mean, both. You had to be both. Like, you had to be rich and smart.
See, I was only one, not the other. So.
In my school, right. All you needed to do was be a member of Key Club, which to this day, I'm not really sure what that means. But me and my best friend joined. She was like, just join Key Club. We get to be on the trip. Come. I went to Spain last year. And I was like, okay. And we went to Italy. It was amazing.
Whoa. That's, you went on one of those.
It was trips? It was like an exchange. It was an exchange trip. So then like my Italian host then came, like, not just mine, like the whole class.
Okay, online that Key Club aims to cooperate with school principals and teachers to provide high school students with invaluable experience in living and working together.
See?
And to prepare them for useful citizenship.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's horribly vague.
Exactly. Which is why we joined.
Now, I'm assuming these school trips, they want you to go and learn and experience culture,
right.
But the main point to go on these school trips is to have underage sex and drink.
Obviously.
Right? That's why you go. That's why Terry and Carter wanted to go so
bad. But always remember to take a shit before you get on the plane.
That was my first note of the entire movie. Everyone must take a shit before they fly.
Is this facts? Is this what people do at the airport? Because I missed my memo.
I mean,
I'm more in like the approach of like, let's be constipated for the first 8 days of my vacation.
And it's not even like, oh, you should go take a shit. It was, let's go take shits. Like, let's go together. Absolutely.
I need a buddy. Like, this isn't the same as like girls going like, I have to go to the bathroom. Do you have to go? It's like, no, bro, let's go take shits next to each other.
That's the difference between boys and girls. Girls like will find like the bathroom at the airport that is like down the hall to the left, like around the corner, like the last bathroom that's available.
The basement on the plane.
But also, last stall. Don't talk to me while I'm doing my business. Like, that is so weird. Like, literally, my ass is out. Like, I don't need to be having a conversation. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain level.
No, I will.
Just don't.
Have
talk
you ever
to me
done this? Have you ever bro pooped?
Absolutely not. Like, I am all for, like, normalized poop talk. Like, normalized talking about pooping. Like, we are human. We all do it. But not this. Like, this is too much. This is, like...
There's a difference between, like, talking about pooping and talking while you're pooping.
Yeah, no. Like, we're not gonna play Battle Shits, like, that one movie. Like, this isn't how this is gonna go.
Sorry. What the fuck is Battle
What movie is that?
It must have... I think it was... If I'm remembering correctly, it must have been... The Scary Movie franchise, like the funny one where they make fun of all the scary movies.
I've seen those.
Yeah, and they're like, there are two people. It's not even worth talking about, but that's where I'm at. And I apologize.
Yeah, like so that the way they start this movie off, there's a mention of the movie Stuart Little, which I was like, oh wow, like okay, this is topical at the time. And then my favorite thing. Is that, like, after they get off the plane and everything, and Kerr Smith's character, Carter, or whatever the fuck, is a real dick, I love him being like, I'm never gonna die. It's like, bitch, that's not how life works.
He's like, I don't know what you think you survived, but that was crazy. He says, I'm never gonna die. I literally wrote Carter and then just, like, two skeleton emojis, because it was just like, what are you talking about?
That's a bad omen. That's like in Survivor where you're like, I love Blindside.
Right? Yes.
And it's like,
don't
it's
say that.
Up, man.
You cannot be caught saying that by the microphone, by death, him or herself. Like, no one can hear you say these words. It's not going to end well for you.
No. Yeah. As soon as those words leave your mouth, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Royally fucked.
It was so good.
Now, if you heard this dude being like, this this plane's going to blow. I had a vision. Like, would you leave the plane or would you go to Paris?
No, I would leave the plane. I would get a fucking another flight.
I would have probably been Allie Larder. Like, I would not have been in the commotion. I would not have gotten involved in the scuffle. But then I would have, like, tiptoed that fuck out. Like, I would have been like, nah, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll get on the next one.
I think you need to go with the approach of getting everybody off of the plane. That way, they'll, like, comp your tickets for, like, another flight or something, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, come on, everybody, walk out.
Just straight up, like, scamming it. Like, big braining that shit.
Are we surprised that more people didn't leave the plane?
I'm kind of surprised that, like, the other bro, because they all seemed like bros, right? So you have, like, Alex, and then you have the two brothers, and they all seemed like very good friends. So I was kind of shocked. I mean, they had to do it for the movie, that the other brother, like, didn't get off the plane as well.
I agree with that. Like, I'm a sibling. I have one brother. We text each other, I love you, when we're getting on a plane, like, kind of thing. Like, just, it's a thing, you know, whatever, paranoia. Like, there's no way. I can't imagine if you were getting off the plane that I'd be like, bye, I'm going to go to Paris. Like, I would have.
Right, because you know that they're going to have to get another flight. So, like, you're going to be separated from your brother. Like, you might as well get off the plane.
And especially at that age, like, it's like, oh, this is annoying. I'm going to get in trouble with my parents if, like, we get separated.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not whether you believe it or not. That's just a bad idea.
Their dad was a real jerk, too.
All the men.
He was like,
Sarah,
here, take this money. You might as well said, like, buy strippers with this money that I am giving you.
Yes. Every man in this movie is canceled and awful. Like, the only one who's, like, semi-okay is Stifler, which I don't even remember what his fucking character's name is. I just, Sean William Scott, Billy. Wow, could we get more generic white people names than Billy and Carter?
Billy Hitchcock.
No.
Billy Hitchcock. But I wrote the same thing. In my notes, I was like, Stifler. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, that's who he is. So yeah, I feel like Stifler is the only guy who, like, was semi-okay, but he also didn't have a personality, so, like, I guess there's not much to judge, right? But can we start? Let's talk about some of the deaths, because I feel like we need to, like, rank them in terms of, like, our favorites. So Todd, with 1D. There's Todd.
Oh,
in this film.
1D. 1D. 1D with all the audacity.
Todd. With Todd 1D. Wagner. 2 G's. 1D.
2 G's. 1D.
Why? Just tack another one on there. It's not that fucking difficult. It's an extra letter
three
to write.
G's?
Oh my god.
Not 3 G's, Jessica?
It's just infuriating, especially the way he dies the entire time. Okay, so when I'm at home, and it's this type of film, it depends on the type of film, but when I'm at home watching a movie and it's this type of movie, I'm screaming at the television, right? And so Todd with 1D, he's like, I don't even know what this contraption is, but there's some kind of, like, wire up in his shower that has, like, bras and shit on it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a drying hook.
Wire hanger. Something.
Yeah. Never had one of those.
No, me neither.
But it, like, breaks off, and then he slips on blue goo, and it immediately just winds itself around his neck. He's in the tub, and instead of being a, you know, semi, not even that intelligent, honestly, like, you don't even have to be that smart to use your hands to hold on to the side of the tub and, I don't know, push yourself up, Todd. Like, it's not that hard.
Jessica, he's choking to death.
this is a little harsh, but I want to believe I'm kind of the same, right? Because you're like, okay, if I'm in this situation, how would I act, right? You have to think about it like that. And
yeah,
this is definitely the silliest one for me, or at least that I can think of right now. Like, it's the one that I'm like, this is kind of funny. Like, I don't mean to, like, laugh at death, but it's just like,
yeah,
it's such a comedy of errors. Like, the shampoo, like, falls, and then he's slipping on it, and you're like, oh god, now this is just, like,
cuts his face.
This is just
razor.
A Home Alone movie now. Like, this is,
yeah,
this is,
yeah, that's how it felt. It did feel like Home Alone in a lot of ways, because,
like,
you're
a little,
like,
mouse trap.
Well, because the whole time you're watching, you're like, because we were making predictions the entire time. Okay, what's gonna kill this person, right? Like, what is it? Because they zoom in on things to, like, throw you off. And I thought when I saw him with the straight razor, I thought, oh, he's going to slip on the blue goo and accidentally, like, slice himself open, right? But yeah, he, like, is slip sliding on this blue goo with his feet. And it's like, bro, just use your hands to prop yourself up on the side of the tub. Like, wrangle your legs out of the tub and sit on the ledge. Like, it's not that hard, you know? Like, this one was one of the more brutal ones, just because I thought when his eyes were going all bloodshot, I was like, ugh, it's so gross.
It's rough.
It was nasty.
And, like, honestly, the other thing I thought of, too, was, like, because wasn't his dad just, like, in the next room or whatever? So it's like, you got to make noise. You got to, like, use your knuckles, like, use your fists and bang on the
pound on the thing.
Like, that's really your only chance here if you're not going to use your upper body strength to, like, get yourself out of the tub. It's brutal to watch for sure, especially when the eyes start getting red.
Yeah. And then okay, so next let's see, who is the next one to die?
Follow Terry. The design, Jess.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the
blueprint.
You're
not even looking at
the map. He worked so hard
on the map. It's like, oh wait, I totally forgot. Like, this didn't happen. It happened in my vision, not in real life.
He lost me a little there. When he said that, I was like, I'm not a really
yeah, I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Terry was next.
Okay, so Terry just gets smashed by a bus. 10 out of 10 way to go out.
A little lazy. It's a little lazy, in my opinion.
They mean girls her.
I want my final destination deaths to be cruel and unusual.
Right, yeah, that's definitely the least. Like, everything else has, like, a big, like, Rube Goldberg machine energy, like, all these different pieces, and this is just, like, just hit her with the bus. Just hit her. She's done.
I think this is the way I'd like to go out, though, right? Of all the possibilities, like, this is the one I would choose to go out as.
It seems like it's the one that involves the least amount of conscious pain. Perhaps.
That's,
perhaps.
Yes.
Poor my friends who have blood splattered all over them, but perhaps.
Poor bus driver. That's true. Traumatized for life. So after Terry, is it the teacher after Terry?
Yes.
Okay, so her death was the most, like, exquisite and, like, the longest, it felt
this
like.
This one is my favorite, like, for sure.
Yeah, so she, at first I'm like, oh, it's going to be a gas explosion. And it's also, there's so many things you could poke holes in with this one, right? Because so she's going to make tea, and then she's like, oh my God, the mug, it has the high school on it. And so she, like, she can't.
I couldn't figure out why she was so bothered by the mug, but it's just the fact
that it has
like the high school that she worked in.
That's it.
That's it. It seemed like
that was a big reaction.
I wanted to give her a little bit more credit, like, because we do see her see, like, the closest thing to, like, death in this movie, right?
It's
like the shadow that moves in, like, the backgrounds or in the mirrors for the other character. And then I imagined in my head, like, I was a little generous. I was like, okay, maybe they meant to fix it in post, and there was supposed to be something in, like, her peripheral vision that was, like, that thing again. But we didn't see anything. I was just like,
no,
this is silly. Like, she's like, like, but all that hot
water. It was
the
mug. And the best part is she still uses the fucking mug. So instead of just doing tea in the mug, she's like, no, now I need the vodka. I need the hard stuff. So that the mug cracks. And the most unrealistic part of her entire death isn't, like, that the computer screen shoots into her neck. It's that she doesn't notice all the dripping from the vodka cup. Like, it's dripping literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
It would be dripping down yourself, but no, it doesn't. She drips it all the way from the kitchen, all the way to her fucking old-ass computer. It drips into the computer, which somehow causes sparks to happen, and the screen just bursts open and slices her in the neck.
But then that's not it.
That's just the thing.
Then she also catches on fire.
That's just the thing that has her making the scary face. Like, you're like, ah, she's holding the neck, and you're like, oh no, what's gonna happen? Ay, ay, ay. This woman.
Yeah, and so then the computer bursts into flames, which then the tiny driplets cause a huge, apparently make more of a puddle, which we didn't even have enough vodka to do, but that's fine. And it trails all the way, sets the whole stove on fire. Of course, she's going to grab a towel instead of just, you know, holding the wound closed. And she drops knives on herself. Fucking Devin Sawa comes in and he's freaking out, trampling through the crime scene, taking the knife out of her body, which we all know. Every person, even a 10-year-old, knows better than to remove a knife from a body. You leave it in there. That's the rule. That's the golden rule. They should put that on posters for children. Don't remove knives from people's bodies. It's bad.
It's bad. And it's like, it's going to hurt them more. And honestly, again, that's your fingerprints. Like, it's like on two levels, it's double bad that he's doing this. And I just don't, I don't understand. But her death is so much fun, like, in air quotes.
I think it's my favorite.
And, like, it reminded me the most of, like, Scream. I think especially because it takes place, like, in a kitchen. She's on the phone. Like, there's a knife.
Yes.
But yeah, it's brutal. I felt real bad for her. Because she was, to our previous point before about like being aware, unaware of your death, she's like aware for most of her death. Like, it's really bad.
Oh, yeah. It seems like the most horrific, but it also was the silliest. And so I think I enjoyed it the most.
She basically did it to herself, too.
She deserved it. What a dumb bitch. Getting so scared of a mug.
It's her fault for buying such, for buying like chairs that have their weight so far back that like it fell back and then it like pushed the knife deeper.
And her knives are dangerously close to the edge of the counter.
She has so many.
Like, girl, push that shit back.
Why did she pack her knives? If she just packed her knives, then this wouldn't
be an
issue.
She should have started there. She should have.
She's a terrible
focused
packer.
On that whatever like bolt. Like, she has some kind of horn, like some weird kind of like antler that she packs. And it's like, what the fuck was that? Like, go pack the knife. Don't pack this thing.
So strange. So that was such a fun death. And then okay. Who is
Billy?
Who is next? Oh, Billy. Billy just gets to decapitated.
Yeah. I mean, that's a classic.
So he's just like, and you know, because of the framing of the shot that he's about to die, I thought he might take one step too far and there was something like hanging off the train and it would just hit him. But no, the train kicks up a random piece of jagged metal from the car and it slices his whole fucking head off.
The entire head off in one swoop.
It's brutal. Honestly, I think the most brutal thing that happens to him, and he's like, please tell me I'm going to live long enough to see the Jets win the Super Bowl. And you're like, both because of real life and because the fact that he's about to die, it's just like, oh, man. Nah,
well, and doesn't he get told he's going to die young? I don't remember who tells him that, but someone says to him, you're going to die young. It's like, the fuck? Who does that to someone?
Where did he go? Did he go to like
a fortune teller or something?
A fortune teller, and they told him. The last time the Jets won the Super Bowl was 1969.
Hashtag nice.
Nice.
But yeah, no. I felt bad when he said that. I was like, ooh, he's going to die, and that's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen, Billy. You really fucked up, Billy.
Yeah, Billy dies. And I love this is the moment right after this, because we'll get into some of the other like fun moments, but this is the moment right after Stifler's death where Alex is just like, he has like this like eureka moment of like, I understand it now. This person got out of it, so it took the next person in line. And if we stop the next person in line, like he like has this whole eureka moment, and I'm like, girl, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you're so dumb. Like, just dumb it.
He really thought that he cracked the case there, and I thought it was like a gross like misstep on his part, because he made a lot of assumptions like, oh, that means that we must have broke the curse. No, bitch, you can't cheat death.
Yeah,
you can't cheat
you
death
think, like, all this crazy supernatural stuff happens and you're just like, cool, we avoided it, so now it's just gonna go away. Like, what? That makes no sense. Of all everything you've seen, that's what you learned.
I also don't understand what he thinks is going to happen. Like, how long does he think he's going to live in this cabin for? Like, it just, he's like eating cat food. And then my favorite is when he finds the fish hook and he's like, tetanus, nice one. I caught you, you fuck. I could beat you. I've got this cabin rigged to beat you now. It's like, who the fuck are you talking to, Devon Sawa? Like, you're eating cat food. Like, do you understand how you look right now?
That's a low point for sure. The cat food. Like, I couldn't. I was like, please tell me it's not cat food. Like, I didn't even want to.
I thought it was tuna.
I didn't want to pause it or to, like, you know, try to, like, do the deep dive to, like, verify that it was cat food. I was like, I'm just going to move on.
At first, I did think it was cat food. And then I was like, there's no way he's eating cat food. And I thought it was tuna. But now I'm like, no, it was probably cat food.
Yeah.
It was probably the cat food.
It was disgusting.
And that's, like, when he realized that he, like, read the map wrong and, like, forgot the important part that he never got up to sit next to his friend.
Yeah, Todd with one
and
D.
And that's when he runs out and he's like, I need to save Goth Girl.
And clear. Don't mess up her name. It's
and
clear.
And then the police come, the FBI and the police come, and then he's like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to take this boat and row my way all the way.
Tell me why they didn't shoot him right then and there.
To Goth Girl.
Two things. First of all, the way he runs towards that boat, I was like, he runs exactly like Phoebe runs in Friends. It's just like so ridiculous. Like, who runs like that? No, absolutely not. And second of all, how do you manage to make it anywhere? Like, I don't care if you're like an Olympic rower? I don't know what it's called. Like, on the boat, like, how do you get somewhere faster than these cars can just, like, drive around wherever it is and, like, still pop up in front of him? It was so ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, why they didn't shoot him, I'll never know. Like, at this point, he's fleeing from the cops, fucking open fire. Like, I'm not advising that cops should do that, but, like, we've all seen that cops do
that.
But clearly
it's what would have happened,
you know. That Arnst from Lost had it out for him from the beginning. He was like, ready.
We just want to talk to you.
Yeah. And then I think one of like my other favorite would-be deaths is when Clear is getting like attacked by electricity. Simply because this wire, it's so funny. It is so manic and like, it is not like the other deaths, like, that are kind of, like, looking accidental, right? It's straight up just thwacking the garage, trying to pound itself in to, like, electrocute her. And it was just, I was expecting the scene to be, like, 5 minutes long. It was, like, a full 15-minute scene of this wire trying to attack Clear. It was wonderful.
Death is pissed. Death is like, I'm so fucking over this. This movie is already an hour and a half. Yeah. Like, we need to get out of here. I'm just gonna like kill her on purpose now and not make it look like an accident.
Yeah, this is where the Grim Reaper gets unhinged.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I have deadlines, Clear. I have deadlines.
And like, who? Okay, he can't have known her for that long, right? Like, how long do we think that he was like close with her for? Couldn't have been that long. This like that Alex was like close with Clear. Because he's like sacrificing himself with her.
He was never close to Clear. He started talking to Clear. Like, they probably have known each other since like middle school.
No, but like for him to sacrifice his life just for Clear, I'm like,
he has a hero complex.
Like, oh my gosh, she believes in me. And also, that wig is awful. So like, he immediately just feels like so much empathy for her. He's like, oh my God.
He knows the wig is polyester. And if he she's just going to blow up.
He's like, that is going to catch fire so quick.
Fire. Instantly. We've got to save Clear. Also, I'm very appreciative that the German Shepherd was just being a loyal boy and was like, I have to save my owner Clear from the fiery sparks.
When we were watching it, Will was like, I swear to God, if they kill this dog. He's not on the list. He wasn't on the plane.
I was dying laughing. I was like, okay, cool. The good thing that she did was she went to like save the dog. She was like, oh my God, I have to like save the, right, that's how I interpret it. She like attempts to go save the dog. I was like, oh my God, thank God. But then she's like, run! Like, she tells the dog to run. And she jumps onto like that fucking thatch thing. I don't know what it's called. Like,
why did she climb up the house? Where the thing, of where all the ways to escape, you're going to climb the house, girl?
And I was like, what the fuck? Now the dog, like, what is it going to do? It's going to get electrocuted.
Run.
Meanwhile, fucking Devin Sawa's blowing bubbles in a pond in the forest.
He tripped in a puddle and started drowning.
Imagine if that's how he goes out.
By drowning in a puddle. Oh my God!
It would have been a fitting end for stupid Alex, just to drown in a puddle. Yes.
If he had just
That's my favorite death.
That would have been a good death.
Drowning in a 2-inch puddle.
That would have been extra brutal. Like, he should have died. He did the Phoebe run, tries to get into the boat, and then just drowns. Like, never makes it, like, to wherever he's trying to go. It's just like, oops, now it's
just
Alex.
Just, like, face down, like, what are you doing?
Did he hit his head? Like, I don't understand.
I don't even know what happened.
The tree, there was a tree that fell down behind him and it pushed him in the ground into a puddle.
He got chaired, like the same way the teacher got chaired, you know, like with the knife. That's what happened to him.
It was so funny.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, some of the moments, I wrote down some of the quotes from this movie, and some of the moments were so funny. Like, okay, so one of my favorite side characters that we haven't talked about yet is Bloodworth, who's played by Tony Todd. And he, like, and he goes, "Death has a new design for all of you. You don't even want to fuck with that Mac Daddy."
Mac?
Was that the mortician?
Daddy. Yes. It's Tony Todd. Right, that's his name, Jess. Tony Todd, yes. Like, plays Candyman in the Candyman franchise, the scary movies, and it's like he even comes out of the wall in this movie, which I believe is a thing. It's been so long, but I believe it's a thing in the Candyman movies. Like, he's just come, it's a weird thing. Like, he just comes out of the wall. So I couldn't help but think like that was totally intentional. But yeah, like, comes out of nowhere and gives them information, and then when he slays with that Mac Daddy line, I burst out laughing. I was like, this is so funny.
It was the funniest line of the entire film. Just like, and I love how, like, right after that, so first of all, they climb through like a stained glass skylight into a coffin, and then I love when at the very after they talk to him and everything, like, he's like, "Well, look at this," and Alex hands over to whatever her face is, terrible bangs girl, he hands her a piece of paper, and it just says Todd on it, and I wanted her to be like, "The fuck is this supposed to be?"
It's like, why are you crafting when everyone's dying?
Are you writing a ransom note, you fucking psychopath? Like, what is this for?
She should have been like, "Why is there only one D? This makes no fucking sense."
Oh, the fan chopped off the other one. I'm so sorry. It's so ridiculous. Oh, my God. I just couldn't. I just, like, every moment. See, that's the thing. Like, this is the type of scary movie I can actually watch because it's so far-fetched and so funny. Like, I just, you don't even want to fuck with that Mac Daddy. Like, how am I supposed to take this movie seriously? That's a line.
When the owl shows up at the window, I'm like, that was so, like, I just burst out laughing. It was so weird. And then when Clear is like, I think it's the first death. I think, or rather, I think it's Todd's death, the first, like, after death. When Clear is standing behind the tree, like, in the dark, she's like, "Go home." Like, what are you doing here? Fucking Boo Radley standing behind the tree? What the
you
fuck
go
is
home.
On? Why are you not suspicious now?
Yeah.
All of these teens are so suspicious. They just, like, they just hang out by all of the other people. I also think that it's insane how, when, like, Alex was spying on the teacher
and near the, like, car,
he was so not obvious. The teacher calls the cops and is like, "He's stalking me." And then he's like, "Just checking the tire pressure. Don't mind me. Need to make sure everyone keeps safe."
You never know these days. We just survived a plane explosion.
I think we're supposed to feel bad for Alex throughout the film because he is being, like, targeted, and we know that, like, he didn't put a bomb on the plane. Like, we know he's not the person killing these people, but he acts so fucking suspicious that I don't even feel guilty for him. Especially when, oh my God, one of my favorites was when Todd's dad comes out after Todd dies and he sees Alex and he's like, "This is your fault." It's like, bitch, how?
He just saved everybody else. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. He's all pissed because he only saved his one son, not the other one, which he clearly liked better.
It's very obvious. I agree with that assessment.
Yeah. So ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Just, like, everything about this movie. Like, it honestly does make me eventually want to watch the second one and skip over the log part just because I know it's in that one.
You're so afraid of the logs.
I remember it being so traumatizing. Like, if I can remember it now, like, I'm not afraid of flying, but I'm afraid of following trucks with logs on them.
So, Clear is in most of the second movie, from my understanding.
Yeah, she definitely.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Comes back. It seemed.
Yeah, because her and what's his face are the only two survivors. Her and Alex, right?
Yeah, but I think Alex gets killed between the two movies. Like, I don't even think that we get to see how Alex dies.
Oh, right, because he was like, "Now I'm too good for this. Now that I've done this and Casper, like, I can't come back to this franchise." It does make sense, though, like, to a little bit to what you were talking about before when he was supposed to die originally, because it almost seems like at the very end, the power, whatever it is, has now, like, shifted to her. Like, she always said she felt it too, but we finally see her at the end be like, "Oh, the wind is blowing, and now
and
I'm
she like
around.
Yeah, she's the one who saves Devon Sawa.
Right.
From getting hit by a bus. Oh, so it says for the second film, it's exactly a year after the explosion of the flight. Someone's heading to Daytona Beach, Florida, for spring break with her friends.
Ooh, happy anniversary!
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, and this is like, you were right. It says, while waiting on the entrance ramp, she has a premonition of a deadly pileup caused by a logging truck.
That's scary. I remember the trailer like distinctly for it, because then they did like they show like a bunch of stuff, and then they like flash back to before it happens, and the person's like,
Gosh. This is so funny. There's five final destinations, and then there's also the final destination. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. This is so dumb. There's Final Destination, Final Destination 2, Final Destination 3, the Final Destination, which is number 4, and then there's Final Destination 5.
Because they probably thought, like, okay, like, we're done after 4, and then they're like, no, one more.
Yeah. You thought it was. Let's just add a number.
It's crazy that there's 5 films in 11 years.
Yeah, and then I think they even made, like, comic books and, like, a whole, I was reading briefly, like, there's like a little bit of like a Final Destination extended universe kind of thing, which
no, thank you. Absolutely wild. I think this one is definitely, I don't take it as seriously as I remember being terrified of the Saw movies, even though I saw most of them.
Oh god,
I feel like those
are scarier. Saw movies are scary because
they're fairly gory
as
well.
That little Jigsaw guy,
yeah, they're super brutal and like bloody and
what
gory.
Is the Jigsaw guy?
He's an old man.
Yeah,
like, that little dude is an old man.
The voice
oh,
is the old man, but the puppet with like the swirly eyes is like the image. Yeah. Is the image?
What
that's,
even
like,
is that man?
It's a puppet.
It's like
a,
scare.
He's a doll.
Do they move
scary.
Him with a remote control?
Something I think like they that. Put him on like a remote control car or something and like drive him around at one point. Yeah, it's Saw is scarier because it actually has like an actual villain that you see, and because I feel like the deaths in Saw really get under your skin in a way. Like, I'll say it quickly for people who are like not a fan of needles, but like when the girl falls into like the needle pit, like it's like so disgusting to think about that versus just getting decapitated. It's like, at least it's over with very quickly.
Right. It's not fun. I don't want to get stuck in the car. I don't, like, most of these. Like, I don't want to, like, no thanks. It's not. It's not for me.
It's not great. I'm looking up, let's see, most brutal deaths in Final Destination movies. I want to see.
I'm sure they got super creative. Like, I've seen, I believe I saw, like, the first 3, for sure. I don't know that I saw The Final Destination or Fast 5, whatever it's called. Final Destination 5.
Yeah, there's, oh my gosh, there's one where a guy tries to go out a fire exit ladder and he impales his eye socket after slipping on the noodles he was cooking.
Yikes.
Oh, here's they have the roller coaster on the list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my gosh. Pool passing. What is this? Final Destination 4 imagines that a pool's drainage system is enough to disembowel and kill a fully grown man.
Jesus.
He was sucked by the pool's drain pipe. Oh, no. Oh, he was sucked.
She scared herself.
I did. It says he was sucked by the pool's drain pipe through his anus, which reversed his innards.
Stop. Oh my god. Can that happen? Can that happen? Right into the show.
Anything could happen.
Let Sarah and Jess know.
Please let us know. Doctors, let us know. It's in the 4th edition that happens. Oh, apparently the airplane is number 3 on this list. The logs are number 2. Yeah. Oh, do you want to know what number 1 is? I feel like this is actually a fear that people have. It is in, wow, apparently Final Destination 4 was really brutal because I feel like there's a lot of them on this list. So apparently in number 4, before the escalator chewed up someone and digested her whole, a movie theater explosion.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely afraid of that. Who isn't?
Ugh. And I also imagine that like they had better CGI by that point, because like I was dying at the little like fire crispies that Mr. Devon Sawa had to like bat away.
Oh, when he starts like waving at them. I was like, what are you doing?
So that was like somebody was like burning their leaves and like shoveling them. And then like,
which you're not supposed to do, by the way. Like usually there are burn bans because it could cause forest fires. Just an FYI.
Well, yeah, like the little particles are like going after him. It's like, this is what's going to take Alex down. Little leaf particles.
Like that's ashes. How he dies. It's just like.
I get singed to death, like death by a million paper cuts.
Yeah,
so funny.
Singe me.
Oh my gosh. So those are apparently some of the most brutal deaths. Like I would agree if I had like a pool drain pipe through my anus, suck out my innards. It's pretty fucking brutal.
Oh, this is why I think I'll pass on the pool.
Never.
If I ever get the option.
Never get into a pool again.
We do ask for my work. I work with an insurance, and we do ask if your pool, if your in-ground pool has a drainage system, like a release, suction release, in case people
does that down. Get you better deals on insurance
or
worse?
You
deals
need
on
to
insurance.
Have it in order for us.
Oh,
to
okay,
get,
you need
yeah.
it. You need it. So you need to get sucked up.
Was watching the fourth Final Destination movie like part of the onboarding process when you joined the company? It's like you need
this
to
is what we don't want to
you
happen.
Need to understand.
When you, it's in our insurance policies that when you jump into a pool, you have to hold your butt.
Mm-hmm. Just in yeah.
case a pool drain pipe tries to suck your anus out.
The butt. Wait, but speaking, going back a little bit to when you said, like, the shitty CGI, was I the only one that thought the plane looked, like, way too big? Like, it was just, like, so cartoonishly large when he was staring at it. I was like, what the fuck plane is that?
From your, the thing, yeah, so when you're saying from, like, the vantage point of the airport.
Yeah, when it was, like,
yeah,
because
I don't know how it would have gotten into the air that close by the airport. Like, they go down a big, like, strip.
It was weird. I was like, this. I guess they couldn't afford a real plane. They were just like, we're just going to make a fake plane.
I've also never seen like a plane take off, like close the door, like everybody, like it's always such like a, it's like a 40 minute process, but they like closed the door, strapped on in, and was like out of there, like going. Oh, it's like this is so expedited.
Sounds like that's part of the problem. That's probably why they blew up. They didn't finish the
checklist.
Yeah,
the safety precautions. I need to watch that horrible video of like somebody blowing into the little floaties.
Put your mask on before the child next to you.
Yeah. How else will I know how to blow up a floaty device if I don't watch that video?
You get the video. Sometimes I have such cheap flights that the planes don't even have like videos on the back, the headrests in front of me. And I have to watch the people
I would get the, like the women doing, or like the men or the flight attendants doing the whole like put it on, blow through the tube, take it off. Uh-huh. Like they have like a whole song and dance essentially.
Yeah, let's not forget they still teach people how to buckle and unbuckle the seatbelt. Like, that is still something that happens.
It's an essential thing to learn how to do.
Like, we haven't done it in a car every single time we go in.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate it, I guess. Like, I'd rather you tell me than not tell me, I guess. Like, if those are the only two options. Yeah. But, like, man, every time they do that, I'm like, yeah, I guess there are dumb people.
Buckle the seatbelt, pull the string. I got it. I understand.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It is. It's ridiculous. But this movie, any other thoughts? Does anybody have? I mean, we covered a lot of it. We covered the deaths. We talked about the cast. We talked about the ridiculous adventures these people get into. I said my favorite line. And I also love when they say, fuck death.
Yes.
Because it's just very intense.
I wrote that. I wrote LOL Allie.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? You know what we didn't talk about? We forgot to mention that Clear is a welder. And oh, she has this real big piece of shit sculpture, and she's
so
like, this
emo.
Is how you make me feel. You make me feel like a shitty sculpture with a metal spring. You're welcome.
She was like, it doesn't know who it is either, just like you. I'm like, what is happening? What is this? Like, what are we talking about?
These are my feelings, but in metal form. It's cold like my heart.
Where she was wearing, okay, yes, now I do remember, because she's wearing like I forgot what kind of hat it was, like almost like an ode to a French beret or whatever it's called, over the shitty wig. And I was like, this is the best that wig has looked the entire movie because it's covered.
Oh my God. That's what I'm saying about these characters being like stereotypes of everything, right? Yeah. So like Alex is like supposed to be this like rootable doofus, which he's not. Clear is supposed to be like goth chick that has a terrible backstory, right? Like her dad got murdered in front of her at a convenience store or whatever, and her mom hates her. Mm-hmm. And like I love how obvious they make it when they all get off the plane and their families come in and greet them. You just see like Clear just like standing by herself, like no one cares that she's alive.
Oh yeah, nobody came to pick her up.
Oh yes, no, that's a no. brutal moment because you can tell immediately like the way the camera like focuses on her. You're like, wow, nobody's gonna come for her. Oh no, like I can already
yeah,
tell.
And it's the same moment where Todd's dad gives fucking glares at Alex. Like, he's just like, you motherfucker, you didn't save my other son. How fucking dare you? It's so great.
Oh, man. These people are all
And then, obviously,
parents.
Carter is the piece of shit jock who just wants to bang his girlfriend. His girlfriend has even less of a personality.
Oh, God.
I thought that she seemed fun. Her hair was curly and she wore pink eyeshadow.
Cherry. Wait, it sounds like it. What? It sounds like her personality amounted to, for you, her hair was curly and she was wearing clothes.
Yeah, pretty much.
What an all-star character.
Terry.
She was wearing pink clothes and had curly hair. Go Terry. You get her.
Go girl.
Yeah, you go girl.
I do just want to shout out. I'm not going to get this name right, but then it's one of the guys who dies. Because I think it's – I want to believe that it's a thing – because he was in Roswell, I think, at the time. I don't know, like, when this was filming, mm-hmm. if Roswell was a thing yet or whatever. But, like, Brendan Fair, however you say his last name, Fair, just straight up dies
oh,
in the
Oh, he was
movie.
The cop, right?
No. He's one of the jock bros that dies on the plane. Like, he doesn't get off. I saw him in the movie, and I'm like, oh, he has to survive, I think, because he's so, like, quote-unquote famous at this time. But he's just in the movie for, like, 5 minutes, kind of, and he just...
Interesting. Dies. Okay, so Roswell, I'm looking at his IMDb to see if I recognize him. I don't think I recognize him from anything, to be honest.
I think that's, I guess, all
but he was
I
in one of the X-Men
it.
Movies.
Yeah.
Apparently he was in Bones for a couple seasons.
Of course.
CSI Miami. Oh. You know, he made the rounds.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe he really was just famous from... I tend to get all these, like, 90s boys confused, but I guess he was just famous from Roswell.
Jess, how do we feel about Kerr Smith, besides being angry in this movie? Like,
yeah, it was a bit one note, but I guess it's like if you're looking for someone who like is showing something very differently than he does in Dawson's Creek, like he's totally different in Dawson's Creek, right?
He is,
so,
yeah.
He has that
kind of thing. Yeah, totally. At least he doesn't get typecasted. It's a totally different personality. He's like the jockey guy. He probably plays football just like Jack.
Yeah, I was going to say, he goes from like artsy-fartsy gay guy in Dawson's Creek to like hyper-masculine bro who's going to have sex with his girlfriend like in the middle of the airport in front of everybody.
Bro.
Like angry guy.
Wait, is he, you know? No, I'm glad you brought him up because when I was watching, I was like, I should ask them if he is as whiny in the role of Jack. Because I watched Dawson's Creek years ago. I never finished it. I think I got like maybe into the third season.
He's not like super whiny, no. Yeah. Like he's very like plain, I would say. Yeah. He's gotten more interesting lately. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we were like always complained about how boring he was.
Right.
They didn't give him a lot to work with.
Right.
And then they had him come out.
Right.
And a lot of his storylines revolved around being gay, which was also kind of annoying. But that's just kind of the way it is, right? Like, a lot of his storylines are based on, like, him not getting along with his father and stuff
like
that.
We like when he fights with Dawson.
We do.
Over Joey. That was fun.
When they get fist fights, it's, like, the best.
He's a good fighter, so that carries over to Carter.
Okay. That makes sense. You got to use some of that combat training you got.
Yeah, specifically. Maybe that's – he used those like in his reel, those scenes in his reel to get this out.
Yeah, like, ooh, we need to use that. He's good at this.
Yeah. Do you think like Dawson's Creek got him this role? Probably. Like, we got to get that kid from Dawson's Creek.
Timing-wise, it would make sense.
They're like, we need a one-note person. He's good. He's good.
He's good. And he's good-looking. So he
works. That's honestly why I think he got cast, just because he's, like, a good-looking. He fits the age group, you know? Like, he looks like a bro.
I don't think it was worth losing Jack in a bunch of episodes. Like, I don't think it was worth, like, sacrificing that for this movie.
No, I agree. Smith. Especially because he dies. It's not like it's going to be, like, a recurring role in future films. Yeah. Like,
yeah. You shouldn't have taken time off. You should have just hung out with Andy
instead. In the show, they send him to, like, some, like, the way it's explained, don't they? Sorry.
Wait, don't spoil. Yeah. No, we're in season. No. Sarah hasn't seen it. So we're in season 3. Okay. And he hasn't gone anywhere.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, no, yeah, I thought, Sarah. Yeah, you can go. I thought, because she was mentioning it, I thought that it had already come.
No, we're currently in season 3 right now. Like, he arrives in season 2, and, like, he comes out in season 2. But, like, he dates Joey for a while, and now it's, like, noticeable that he's, like, missing from a couple different episodes. Mm-hmm. So, who knows? But Kerr Smith is in this film. It's not his best role. I mean, I definitely think he's better as Jack for sure than this role. It's just so, like, stereotypical, you know?
And him and Andy are, this is not a spoiler question, don't worry. They're siblings, right? That's what I remembered.
That's his sister. Andy is like the sweetheart of the show.
But she's introduced first, right? Or are they introduced at the same time on the show?
They're introduced in, like, I think the same episode, but she's introduced, like, separately from him. Mm-hmm. In the show. Right. Yeah. Like, she definitely gets the star treatment in season 2. Mm-hmm. And it takes him longer to get more airtime and more, just more, like, content in the episodes. And even then, he doesn't. That's the problem. Like, I feel like a lot of his, I mean, we said there were certain storylines that I liked where, like, they had him having, like, a BFF. And I thought that was really fun because his entire storyline wasn't about being gay. Which is what they tend to do, which sucks, but hopefully we'll see more from him soon beyond just his terrible relationship with his shitty dad. He's real shitty. Anywho, anything else we need to say about this movie? I enjoyed watching it. I think it's, like, honestly, maybe it could have been, like, 10 minutes shorter, but beyond that, it didn't drag at all for me. I felt like it was, like, a pretty tight film.
Like, would we just take it all out of the teacher death scene?
No, we have to keep all that in.
That's the only
thing. Take it out of the toilet scene. That's, like, take it out of the shit scene.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what we can cut. Yeah. You're right.
It's funny because when I looked it up, I was like, oh, God, I hope this movie is in 2 hours. And it was like 98. I was like, okay, that's tight. That seems like, it's good. In my mind, it was like, it's okay, doable. 90 plus 6 or 7 minutes of credits, you know, whatever.
Do we want to guess at all what the IMDb score is for this film? 245,000 people have reviewed this out of 10 stars.
That sounds high. All right, the number of people, I mean.
So. Oh,
it's quite a 200. The rating is
that high. Oh, my God, that score's so high.
Oh, 6.7.
Yeah, I would say, like, 6 is my scene. 5 seems a little, 5 seems a little low. I think 6 is, I think, I agree with Sarah.
It is a 6.7 exactly.
Yeah.
That must have been intercepted in my brain.
So I don't know how you knew that. It's impressive, though. Oh, amazing.
I must have saw that at some point and picked that up.
I mean, I'm sure it's a common score for movies like this. So,
you know, yeah,
fair. That is fair.
I think that it's a fun movie. It's fun. The whole franchise is fun. I said earlier, I saw Final Destination 3 in 2006 in theaters, and I either saw it on a date or with a group of friends. I can't remember which, but I own it. I own Final Destination 3.
Of course 3. You do. Is that the only one you own? That's so strange.
I might own Final Destination 1. I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check Sarah's Netflix, but... Yeah, I mean, but if you want to see, I think that they just get, like, sillier and sillier as they go, unless they get to 4 and then it's back to, like, really scary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely give off a silly vibe. Like, you can tell why the movie Scary Movie was made, because these are all so ridiculous that they're so easy to, like, spoof and parody, right? Yeah. Everything about it, this movie was, like, I was laughing. I was never, like, scared at any point. I'm trying to think if any of the jump scares even got me. I don't think so. And I'm a pretty scaredy cat, so. Just saying.
Just watching this movie with, like, no reaction at all. Just like,
no, I was screaming at my television cold. When Devin Sawa was being an idiot.
She didn't even blink. She didn't staring. Even blink.
This movie's not even that good and scary.
It only has a 6.7 on IMDb.
Listen, I will watch a shitty film. Don't get me wrong. Any day of the week, I will watch a shitty film. I love some shitty films.
Yeah. Jess, have you ever seen, I'm sure I asked you this at one point, but like, have you ever seen the Scream movies? Because similar, like, they're definitely a little more serious, but they do. What I enjoy about them a lot is how funny they can be, also, like, concurrently.
So I've seen the first Scream, and then Will went on to watch the others. I may have even watched two. I feel like I watched Scream and Scream 2. He went to watch the others. I think once the newest Scream comes to streaming, that's Scream streaming, I will probably watch it. Because I think, like, I do enjoy those. Like, I remember being like, oh, Drew Barrymore is in this, and being, like, so thrilled. And then, spoiler alert, she gets murdered, like, instantly. Like,
I guess. She's not in this.
Yeah, I was devastated. But I love Drew Barrymore. But yeah, no, I think I would watch the new one just because it's just like fun. It's like, I don't think it would scare me as much as like some types of horror would. If you take it like lightheartedly, like it's intended, right. I think I would like it. But yeah, this film was an experience. I hope if you didn't watch it, I hope you all enjoyed us recapping it, because let me tell you, I enjoyed the 98 minutes that I spent watching this film. I didn't mind it. I hated much more movies, I think. That I hated this one. I didn't.
What's probably like your least favorite movie that you all have covered as far as?
Oh my god, it's You've Got Mail. And
I like You've Got Mail.
Wasn't it You've Got Mail that he like that he gaslights her?
I remember reading
some rants of yours around that time.
Oh my fucking god, I can't stand that movie. It's a piece of shit, and I'll never watch it again.
I think for me, I personally really disliked The Sandlot.
Oh my god, like, I just can't.
Oh god, yeah.
It just like killed my soul.
It's
whatever.
Can you believe what she just said?
It's the same. I mean,
I don't like
it. It has a dog. I mean, it has like a demon dog. So
I didn't like the whole dog thing.
The dog ended up being nice at the end. What do you want?
Look, I haven't seen the movie in a long time. I didn't remember that the dog was nice at the end. I just remember the crazy scene of him like running away from it.
They were so abusive to that poor dog.
You needed to watch it when you were younger, is the point, I think.
Okay, so I have to have
a time machine,
a 5-year-old's lens on it to deem it a good movie?
Yes.
Most people love like that issue. Movie. You are in the minority there.
I didn't say I was right. The question was, what movie did you cover that you personally did not like?
Ariel, what is like the last film you can think of that you like actually really hated?
Oh god, last movie that I saw that I really hate, like whether it's old or new.
Yeah, regardless.
Oh
yeah.
Oh god. Hated is such a strong word, but like I was really, really confused and just a little bit baffled by Nightmare Alley, this movie that Bradley Cooper's in, that now they're like making the rounds. He's trying to get nominated. I know other people like this movie, and it goes without saying, to each their own, but this movie ended and I was like, what? Like what what happened? Now they're releasing like a black and white version of it. Like I think it's just a thing of like, oh, let's get more people to watch it under like this new guise of bullshit. And I'm like, so make it more boring? Like I don't understand.
Yeah.
And that's someone who loved like Belfast and Come On, some like recent black and white movies, like no knock on black and white movies. But this was a movie that I was like, I don't understand what happened, because I don't understand the movie now.
Looks like they're at a carnival and there's like some I see Seven Deadly Sins.
I was just reading about either reading or no, I passed some poster of it, and saw this movie in theaters, and there's a woman, I can't remember the actress's name. It's not Cate Blanchett, who's in it, who I love.
Toni Collette.
No, there's another woman.
Rooney Mara.
I passed the poster, and I said, she was in that movie? Like, I don't remember that.
oh, my God.
So, yeah, it very obviously wasn't for me personally. But I hope that other people liked it.
Hey, everybody has different opinions. Yeah. It's totally fine. You're allowed to like what you like, and you're allowed to hate what you hate.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my last thing. I do remember, but one thing I was going to say real quick, though, because you were talking about Sandlot, and I just remembered, just a second ago, I had the thought, somehow I remember Now and Then better than I remember Sandlot, and I think that's probably just because I saw Now and Then like a million times.
Now and Then is a legendary film.
I couldn't tell you what happens in it now, but like when I was a certain age with me and my good friend, and like she would just put it on over and over again when I went over to the house during the summer, and we would just watch it, and it was amazing. And I remember Christina Ricci is in it, and I loved it, and Rosie O'Donnell and all these people, but I can't really tell you what happened.
It's
the best movie ever.
I think the answer is like there's not a ton that actually happens.
Right.
Like it's very much like Girls' Summer.
Oh my God!
Like, you know,
Demi Moore is in it,
summer.
Right? I just had a vision.
Yes. Demi Moore, like Rosie O'Donnell, like it is a stacked cast. Oh my God! Don't let me forget her name, Gabrielle. What's her face? You know what I'm talking about.
Gabby Hoffman.
Yes. Okay. Gabby Hoffman. That's the one. She is a young Gabby Hoffman is in it. We covered that film and it is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'd rewatch it in a heartbeat. It's so good. We thought that was like, I feel like of all the movies we've covered, it's to me, I think it's probably one of the most underrated 90s films. I feel like it doesn't get the love it deserves.
I would agree. Because even though I don't remember what happened, I just have such fond I have such fond like visceral memories of it, of like my enjoyment in those moments. So I believe you.
Yeah, it's so good. But speaking of movies, Ariel, what are you up to? Do your plugs. What movies are you all covering on Post Show Recaps?
So Grace and I cover movies, and we just released the podcast for Scream, the new Scream movie. Speaking of Scream, and that's a franchise that I have a lot of love for. I saw it, like I said before, I saw it when I was way too young, so I think it just affected me. It got its knives into me. I was going to say its nails, but that didn't work as well. It's got its knives into me.
And you left them in and didn't pull them out.
I left them in and I didn't pull them out because it was tamponading the wound. And I have now watched about 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, so I know better. Than to take the knife out.
17 seasons?
I think it might
you
be 18.
Stop.
No, I can't stop now.
It's okay
now.
To stop.
Listen, it's just a thing. Like
how
I will.
How many seasons are there?
I believe we are in season 18. If I'm not incorrect.
Gosh.
And it just got renewed.
And they're ending.
No,
it, right?
It just got renewed for another season. So it's going to be on for at least till 2023. Listen, at this point, I'm never not going to watch it.
What's wrong with these people?
At this point, I'm never not going to watch it. Like, I'm going to watch it until it ends. I've come too far. I've been watching.
Are they still
since
doing
high school.
Like 20 something episodes a season?
Yeah. I mean, like the short answer is no because of COVID, but really yes. Like, really,
fair.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's atrocious.
Of course, I went on a Grey's Anatomy tangent, but yes, and then Grace and I are also going to be recording I think when this releases it might be out already, but at some point soon we will be on a podcast with Josh Wigler. The patrons of Push Our Recaps voted for like their top 10 movies of the year of last year 2021, mm-hmm. and also their top 10 favorite TV shows, so we will have two podcasts for that one each. Just covering
fun.
I'm nervous because some of the stuff I've seen most of the thing. I've certainly seen all the movies. I haven't seen all the TV shows, so hopefully you know, I can say more than I didn't
see.
You
gotta see binge your little heart out.
I really do.
Take it from somebody who binged almost all of Downton Abbey in a week. Mm-hmm. It's like, just like, live your life, man.
Yeah,
like,
no. It's a thing where like, okay, if I there are two that I can actually binge in the few days before we're doing it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably get to one. Like, I want it, to your point, I want to be kind to myself and just like allow myself to fail.
Yeah. Give yourself grace. It's okay.
Let yourself fail. You don't have to watch all the shows.
Just feel like such a...
Your life will be fine if
it's
you
so
don't.
Funny because I used to be... This is so random, but like I used to be like such a... I would say like I was more of a movie person. Like maybe 10 years ago, I was more of a movie person. And then like at some point, I was like strictly a TV person. And then COVID happened, and somehow I just swung the other way completely, which makes absolutely no sense because theaters closed for like a long time. But like theaters closed, and then I started to go to the movies again, and it felt like, wow, am I going to be able to actually keep up with movies like as they come out? I got like drunk on that. And then like I never let up. It was like I need to see everything because now I can because everything was closed for a while.
Yeah. I think that makes sense though. I've always been more of a TV person. I just like for some reason it's easier for me to consume like 6 episodes of a TV show than it is for me to sit down for like an hour and a half or 2 hour movie. Sometimes it's just looking at that runtime. It's just like it's like so daunting. Yeah.
No, I get it. And like honestly before a couple of years ago I would have said, oh, of course, I'll watch an episode of TV over a movie. But nowadays I can appreciate like that the movie ends, and even if there's a sequel, like you can turn the page, like you have moved on and you can cross
that's
it off your
fair.
List. So there's something
rather than like 6 seasons of a show.
Exactly. And listen, I binge 40 seasons of Survivor over a certain amount of months. So I'm not against any of those things.
Yeah. Amazing. So yes, you could check out Ariel and all he's doing over at Post Show Recaps. You can also become a patron if you'd like and chat with all three of us. We're all in the Discord, postshowrecaps.com/Patreon. Sarah, what do we have going on? It feels like a lot. You give our plugs for the day.
Yeah, so of course we have our weekly Boy Meets World and Dawson's Creek coverage. We are on season 5 of Boy Meets World and ending season 3 of Dawson's Creek relatively soon.
I can't believe
in
it.
Addition to that, we are also covering The Little Rascals with Melissa Denny. So super excited to discuss that movie with her. On PSR, you can check out Jessica and I covering the new HBO show, The Gilded Age, from the same creator, Julian Fellowes, as Downton Abbey. And that's going to be super fun. The first episode is coming out on the 23rd. So a brand new show. We have no idea what's going to happen, but we're in for the ride. And off our network and PSR, we will be going on the Brazilian Dragon podcast with Felipe, covering another 2000 movie, Quince, with our frenemy, Kimberly J. Brown. We won't fight her this time.
I mean, we might, though.
We might.
I'm not making any promises. I haven't rewatched Quince yet, so.
No, that's going to be tomorrow morning's job, like an hour before.
We know
the
I
podcast.
Hate children, so I can only imagine what I'll have to say about that film.
Yeah, have you ever seen Quince?
I had never heard of it before today. Like, I have to be honest. I Googled it and I was like, is it short for something? Oh, no, it's just called Quince.
Quince.
It's called Quince. It's about Kimberly J. Brown is no longer a witch, but she is a single child. And then all of a sudden, her parents forgot to use birth control and now has 5 babies.
And it's all about their lives changing. And like, I don't know if I'm going to side with her or if I'm going to find her to be like a little selfish a-hole. So
yeah,
like,
she's
going to
be like, I have no attention because I have 5 siblings now. My life sucks.
Like, bitch, get over it. Like, go get a cell phone and hang out with your teenage friends. Like, I feel like
my parents don't even pay attention to me. I can't sleep in anymore because all the babies.
That's fair.
I
would be
diapers. Pissed.
I'd be like, I'm moving out to above the garage. Like, see you later.
Where death can kill
honestly,
me more easily.
Like, I would not.
Let death
I would
come.
Just. I would just move out. Just send me to boarding school.
Like 100, they can't afford it. They have fucking 5 babies. They can't even afford all the diapers they're going to have to change the fucking pooey pants.
I forget if it happens naturally, but we'll find out.
It seems
soon.
A bit ridiculous that would happen naturally. I feel like sizes, like births of that size only happen with like fertility treatments, but I could be wrong.
Was this the years of Octomom?
I think this is way before Octomom's 2000.
If I want to know, is Octomom inspired by Quince or is Quince inspired by Octomom?
Octomom is inspired by Quince. Quince came out before Octomom was a thing. 2000? I remember watching this movie when I was
I really hope nothing was inspired by Octomom. That's what I am.
That's true. It's fair. So yes, of course we have a ton going on. You can also find me over on Community Building for post show recaps. And we just finished up our Yellow Jackets coverage. We podcasted about every single episode of Yellow Jackets, as well as had some feedback episodes. So go check out all of that. Yellow Jackets was an amazing show on Showtime. So I also highly recommend you, you check it out. I think that's everything. If I'm forgetting anything, you could always find me on Twitter at TheJessSterling. You can find Sarah at Sarah Ferguson, and you can find Shit 90s Shows Taught Me at Shit 90s Pod. Go to our website, shit90spod.com. Do all the things. Send in all the feedback. You know the deal. You've been here before. I think that's everything we have. Ariel, so much. Thank you so much for coming on. This was such a delight. It's been overdue. You've been due to come on the podcast for such a long time. So I'm sorry it took so long, but I feel like it was worth the wait. I was right at the beginning when I said our claps were not in sync, but that usually means it's going to be a great podcast. And I feel like I was right in saying that.
Oh, that's so sweet. I genuinely had such a good time. This was so much fun. I can't wait to talk about something else in the future with y'all, something equally as stupid and hilarious and entertaining.
It's so much more fun to talk about the dumb things, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me on, seriously.
Amazing. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Have a good one, everybody.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.